It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Yesterday, we had a bit of a smackdown, or at least the beginning of a smackdown on the show, because we just started yesterday this program that we're doing called the Joe and Alex Show Book Buddies, where we will go to your school, your classroom, and read a book to you. And so we had a place that we were going yesterday to read to some kids. And at the end of the show, Joe and Liv started arguing about who's the better reader.
Yeah, check this out.
I just thought it'd be kind of funny to see Liv try to read, because she says she can read, but I don't believe it.
Literally, it's so funny. Where's your college degree, Joe?
Okay, well, I don't usually talk about how much more money that I make than somebody.
What was your GPA in high school? I'm not asking about how much you made. I'm just asking where your college degree is at, or how much
I will tell you. Hold on, we're running out of time. My GPA when I graduated Howell High School in 2004 was a 1.67.
I don't know why you always talk about that stuff like people know where it is. Oh, yeah, Howell High School, even though it's like in another state.
Because
yeah.
I got friends from Michigan. They listen.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, why would you come at me and my reading skills?
Because you can't read a book, Liv, and you're like, well, I don't read books.
I just choose not to. I read all throughout college.
You say that, but you can't deliver, though. You're talking the talk, Liv.
We'll do a read-off tomorrow on the show.
You're living in the past.
Says the guy who stutters every other word.
I'm
going to
get like a third.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, as you can tell, I got a little heated yesterday.
So, I'm going to be the referee, me, Alex, and Joe and Liv. I each found a third grade reading level paragraph, like an excerpt from a story or something. Mm-hmm. And they each have that in front of them. And each of them are, you don't talk while the other person is reading. They read the passage. And then we need your calls, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. You call in and you're going to say, who's the better reader? Is it Liv the web girl or is it Joe? So who would like to read first?
Well, I'll let the lady choose because I'm a gentleman.
Joe, you can go first.
Okay, I can hear in her voice just the veracity here. Okay, yeah. So Joe, you're just going to read, and this is just, you're reading a story, just how good you can read a story, okay?
Okay.
All right. 833-JOE-ALEX, we need you to say who you think's the better reader. Go ahead.
Here we go. You're it, Nevaeh, shouted as she tapped me on the arm. I spotted Raymond and charged after him. He veered to the right, and I just missed him. Nevaeh was just passing him, so I started chasing after her. But she shouted, no tag backs. Yes, there are. We didn't make rules for this tag game, so I can tag you, I said, out of breath as I ran towards her. Then I'm not playing anymore, replied Nevaeh. And just like that, our tag game was over. How annoying, I thought. Raymond and I stopped to talk. I guess this is one reason that people make rules for games, said Raymond. We could still be playing if we had agreed on the rules with Nevaeh before we played.
Okay.
All right. Can
Liv?
I look now?
Yep.
It was amazing. I couldn't keep my eyes off of it. The way it shined in the light kept drawing my eye back to it. My dad noticed, Sophie, you have a scooter already, a really nice one. I know, but look at this one. It's so shiny and new, I said. It is great, but we have to get going. Come on, said Dad. We left the store with me taking one last glance back at the new scooter. I knew my scooter was nice and it still worked even though I'd gotten it for my birthday 3 years ago. I just couldn't stop thinking about that new scooter. A few weeks later, Dad and I were back in the store. The scooter wasn't on display where it was before, but as we passed the toy section, I kept my eyes open for it. There it was with the big sale sign on it.
What? I have to say, Liv impressed me. She did better than I thought she would do. I think I'm familiar with your reading skills, Joe, because we've read to kids and stuff together before. I think you guys both did a really good job. There were a few times in the beginning Joe kind of messed up, I think. 833-JOE-ALEX is the Joe versus Liv reading smackdown. They say that they're both the best reader on the show.
I didn't say the best reader, but between the two of us, like Liv's the worst is my point.
Okay.
No.
I'm not the worst
up.
On the Joe and Alex show.
Up.
Did not.
I think you meant to say passed one time and you just didn't.
Diana, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on?
Nothing much. Heading into work.
All right, cool. You wanted to give some reading opinions? What do you think?
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, Joe did really good, but as a reading that to a third grader, I don't think that would be good because he really didn't emphasize. He just rushed it. I think narrative-wise, Liv will be way better for doing it for a third-grade class.
All right.
If you want to hear me reading to kids, listen to this yesterday. Tell me I'm not into it.
Flip flop flee. Everybody running to the coconut tree. Mamas and papas and uncles and aunts hug your little dears and dust their pants.
Joe, this is
did you hear that? Because it sounds like
Joe,
I did exactly what you're speaking
can't
of.
No, other instances.
You sound like an infomercial that for something I don't want to buy.
Oh!
Well, guess what? Your credit card got declined, so you're not buying it!
833-JOE-ALEX. I've got one tally down for Liv as the best reader between Liv and Joe.
All right. Megan, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Who are you voting for? The best? How about this? The person that doesn't suck the most.
Oh, man. Neither of you guys suck. I feel like you both did good, but personally, I'm a third grade student teacher, so I struggle with this myself, but I think Liv had more expression and she was more fluent.
Ooh,
she read. Liv read like a caveman, like, and then
Joe,
I did this, and I did this.
Joe, you like, you like, if you're saying it's so shiny and new, I said, you kind of bring your voice down, and you didn't have any inflection in your voice. It was all over the place.
Well, is Liv right? Does she have a point? 833-JOE-ALEX.
Fine, Megan, if you want, we'll make it the Liv and Alex book buddies. That frees up my time. No need for me to do community outreach anymore. Sorry,
no
kids.
One, here's the thing, Joe. No one cares if I'm there. They want to see you. I can admit that.
So far, 0 points for Joe and 2 points for Liv is who is the better reader.
This is such bull. Paige, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
So, I kind of feel like Liv did a little better than Joe did. Joe sounds like an overly eager first grader that got picked first to read. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm just fumbling over my words. There's no problem. Let's go. And
kind
of flopped a little bit.
3 points, Liv.
Paige, what's wrong with your radio? I don't think you're listening to the same show. I'm so
Are
concerned.
We sure?
I don't know, Paige.
Keep going. Let's see let's see if you can even get a vote, Joe.
Trust me. I know. Hey. Pork chop. It's not funny. It's supposed to be real calls, not stacked. Marquise. Is it Marquise or what is it? Yeah, okay. He spelled it weird.
Yeah, it's Marquise.
I get you, bro. What'd you want to say?
Definitely want to say this show is awesome. I love you guys. Listen every day. But Joe, man, you screwed up a few times in the beginning and you read super fast. And Liv had really good inflection. Inflection is huge in reading. And I could differentiate between the two people that were actually talking in her story, and I couldn't do that with yours.
Ooh.
But I definitely got to give it to her this time.
All right, man, that hurts.
Thank you.
That hurts. Don't call back. All right, let's go to line number 4. Michelle, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Is this another vote for Liv?
No, Joe.
Wow, Joe got 1 point.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Jamie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Hi, yes, this is Jamie. Hands down, Joe won. Liv read like a second grader, and
Joe was third.
Yeah, I was at least at a third grade level. By the way, where is this from, Alex? Because this seems like advanced high school reading.
It's online.
What?
It's third grade.
This is third grade?
It said third grade.
No way.
You're just saying that because you had the name Nevaeh in it.
Honestly, I almost said Nevada when I first saw it.
Score is 4-2. Liv is winning.
All right, well, let's keep it going right here. Let's get it a comeback. Dee Dee, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and who's the better reader, Joe or Liv?
It is definitely Liv.
Thank
I would say
you.
That you both talk too fast, though. You need to slow down. I mean, I think one of the previous callers said that your intonation in the way that you're saying your words, you could really work on that a little bit just to be a little
Dee
Dee, more.
Hold
you know,
on. Listen, I'm going to take your advice
animated.
Right now. Dee Dee, listen, here we go. Let me slow it down.
Right. Well, I teach people how to present with intonation.
Dee Dee, just listen. You're it. Nevaeh shouted as she tapped me on the arm. I spotted Raymond and I charged after him.
Is that better?
Yeah, do you like that more?
A little better.
Okay, cool.
A little better.
I appreciate
that.
She
just likes sexy reading time. That's
yeah,
a different thing.
Yeah, sorry. We'll do 50 Shades of Grey to the kids' class another day. Let's wrap it up with Carlene here. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
Hi, I think Joe is the winner. I think everyone is just agreeing with the caller before them, but I think Joe is you are definitely the winner because it makes me more awake to hear you reading. The other reader just puts me to sleep. So
boring that they don't remember the other reader's name.
I know, that's what I was going to say.
Sorry, Liv. I'm impatient even as a child, so I really hate when my teachers read super slow.
I was trying to read slow because I was acting like I was reading to kids. Also, I think that maybe adults can understand when you make mistake on words, like the word past. You did not say past. Like, people are forgetting that. Like, you messed up. Like,
how is everybody
times.
Forgetting
right,
it? Like,
right, but children need to know that it's not perfect. You can work on it.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, Liv,
too much pressure for a third grader.
Yeah, you're projecting a lot of, like, you know, bad stuff on these kids having to be perfect.
Okay, so the Joe versus Liv, reading SmackDown, we will crown Liv the winner. According to votes, it was 5-3.
Boo.
My one heart, my one life. Oh,
she reads at a Bieber level.
In college, I took a course on African literature, and I had to read books in their, like, native language.
Let's hear what that sounds like. Go.
No, it's so awful, but yeah.
No, I want to hear you try.
I mean, I don't have a book in front of me. I don't have one of the African literature pieces in front of me.
Here,
but yeah.
I just Googled it. Go ahead, read it.
No,
Shut up.
All right. Well, hey, can I have a rematch?
No, you don't just get to rematch because you lost.
And also, I'm just crowned. That's it. Like, I'm crowned forever as a better reader.
So there's only one book read-off ever on the Joe and Alex show?
King Liv. Queen.
Oh!